Richo, you have often spoken about our next guest, not just as a great player, but a man who, like few can, delivers the ball inside 50 perfectly.
The best in the AFL.
The best?
Yes, and the most goal assists in a season last year. Grind, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, fellas, too easy.
Hey, mate, what did their first loss of the year to Melbourne, what did it show up on review for you guys? It just looked like they were able to stagnate your ball movement, which has been so good off half-back this year.
Yeah, they did really well. I know we made it a really tough game for us. Probably it was a tough watch of the first half until kind of things opened up for both teams. But, it was great. Kind of one of those losses where it's frustrating on the night when you wake up the next day. You're like, that actually isn't the worst thing to happen to us. And I think Melbourne will be very pleased with the way they played. So it's not taking anything away from them. But it's just one of those games where it's kind of that little mid-season wake-up call of nothing you're doing is perfect and you can just sharpen the edges on everything. And they defended really well and it made it hard for us to move the ball, and especially ended up being a little bit slippery too. So I think we just made some bad decisions at bad times and they capitalised it.
Such a pragmatic response from Grind, Richo. And it sounds a lot like your coach, Grind. Does Chris have that effect on the playing group? Every time you win, he seems to embrace the win and let his players enjoy it. And every time you lose, he tries to use it as a way to educate the club and the team and move forward. Very balanced.
Yeah, definitely. We always try to practice what we preach, and that's like if you win, lose or draw, you rock up the Monday and everything's the exact same. And obviously, it's a lot more challenging after a loss, but if you have a really good idea of where it went wrong or how to get better, it makes it a really good place to work and a good place to improve at. And I think we've got that at the moment. And it felt no different this week, even though things didn't go according to plan on the weekend. It's still very exciting what we're doing.
Hey, Grind, you're part of a very consistent forward group and a very, very good one. I mean, you're all so good in your own individual way that you play, but collectively you work really well together. There has been a little bit of talk with the 355-gamer Tommy Hawkins. Hasn't kicked a goal for 4 weeks, but, you know, the whole forward line's still operating pretty well. Do you think people just go on a little bit too much about that stat? He's still taking the best defender and the rest of the forward line's still operating well.
Yeah, exactly right, Richo. Like, I think I understand where the media's coming from. Like, you do want to have something to talk about, and it's the right questions to ask. But as a player that plays with him, you just know it's not true. And like I'd rather judge the team on how much we win or how well we play, and everything apart from last weekend was all going according to plan. So I know he doesn't kick the goals, but I'm not one to care about who kicks the goals either. Like, exactly what you said. He's taking away the best defender every week. He's a very selfless player. He's a leader. So he's such an important cog to our team. And having him out there every week is just so important. And you can't write off a champion of 355 games and how many goals he's kicked. Like, any week he could really just get back to form. So we've all got the confidence in him, and I don't think he's too worried, and I'm definitely not.
I feel like he's the most unselfish key forward, certainly that I've ever seen. Maybe Jason Dunstall would be close, but he's given off so many goals. Is that does that sort of attitude...
Gave off way more than you
used to. Lot. I didn't give any off. But is that rub off on the other forward line group, Grime?
Oh, it definitely does. I think, talking about myself, but goal assist is now like the thing that I'm spoken about, and that's definitely come from the Hawk attitude at Geelong, where it just doesn't matter who kicks the goals. It's just about doing the right thing for the team. The right person will get rewarded on the back of it, and he gets rewarded by just being such a selfless player and such a good player for such a long time. So we're very proud of him, and it's really awesome. He's going to get a great achievement on the weekend and get looked after by everyone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so he matches Joel Selwood's games record, 355 at GMHBO on Friday. We'll be there for 3LW football. Grind, there would be players that wait their entire lives to play with one player like Joel Selwood or Tom Hawkins. You've played with two, and we could probably mention some other legends. How lucky have people like you and the guys that have come through in the last 6, 7, 8 years like you have been to have been influenced by some of not just club greats, but all-time greats?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, it's been absolutely incredible. The doors I walked through as an 18-year-old and the people that I get to hang out with every day, like, yeah, you're saying Joel Hawke, but I've also got, yeah, Gary Ablett, Harry Taylor, the list goes on. And it's also the coaches. Like, I've got pretty much all my coaches have won 2 to 3 premierships each, and I get to learn off them every day. And, yeah, extremely blessed. And it's important for us to respect them and also take their attributes and take them on. When Joel moved on, we don't want to make the place any worse than what way he left it, only just to keep improving. So it's important to get those attributes that they have installed in us and keep the culture and a good working environment going.
Yeah, it's a great culture, Grime. What about Max Holmes, a young player down there at Geelong? Outstanding last week. He went into the midfield a little bit more. Is that something he may do tomorrow night?
I'm not 100% sure on exact position-wise. I don't even know where I'm playing most of the time. It just kind of gets thrown around throughout the game. But I think that's the best part of Geelong is that we're all very adaptive. And Maxi has really, really taken off this year. He has been a great player the last few years, as you've seen. But just his speed and his work ethic to get better over the summer. And now getting able to get out in time and space and see him just take the game on and not really be scared of stuffing us, and maybe he was a few years ago. So it's really exciting, and he's going to be one of the absolute stars for the years to come.
Has there been some locker room chat about Danger going back to Adelaide to finish his career?
A lot of banter, locker room chat, but nothing too serious. And I think Max gave the feedback on social media to know how we feel about it.
Now, you speak of Max. Where do we find you tonight? How is Grind Mai spending a Wednesday evening down at the Cattery?
Yeah, I'm at Max's house tonight. Toby Conway's his roommate, and we're all knuckled down into our study sesh, we call it. Trying to tick off our sports management degrees and of the like. So, a bit of marketing for us tonight, trying to get the assignments in.
So, if you were to market Max Holmes in the big million-dollar deal he just signed with the Cats, what sort of things would you be marketing him for?
Worth every penny, speed. to burn.
Speed?
Basically like a Ferrari, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
There's your clickbait.
Hey, Grind, so if you get your degree, will you manage yourself? You'll save a bit on commission.
No, I've got Liam Pickering. Does a good job for me, and we'll stay with him, but maybe down the path I'll look into stuff like that for other people.
David Wirrpanda, the West Coast Eagles, great. He did his own contracts. He'd walk into the office of Brian Cook, it would have been, probably, too, back then, and he'd take off the footy jumper and put on the shirt and say, now I'm David Wirrpanda, the manager. That's a true story.
Who managed you? Who did your
Ricky
contract?
Chicken Nixon.
Oh, Ricky. Yeah. All the way through?
Yeah, right the way through.
And you felt like you got the best deals?
He was great, yeah. No complaints at all.
Grind, we appreciate it. It's going to be a special night at the Cattery on Friday, celebrating one of the all-time greats of the club and as I said, of the AFL. Lovely to have you on. Great to chat, and good luck.
100%, guys. Thank you for having me.